We are going to have the audit committee chair report and my finance committee report, if there's enough time here, and then we're going to go into an hour of executive session, and we would appreciate if you would... are there things that we need to discuss in executive session? Do we need you to... are there any questions we need to ask our auditor? I mean, this is... Is this a yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so we had scheduled an hour for executive sessions so that we could ask you things that should not be in public session, and that's going to begin in 22 minutes. Yeah, it'll be time certain at 12, and that means if I don't give my finance committee report until after lunch, that's just fine. You know, I got the same thing to say I had to say 4 months ago, so thank you. Bill, did you have a question for him while we're still in open?
This is Bill Kirsch from KPFT.
Would it be okay?
Ask for permission or unanimous consent for our general manager and treasurer to stay for the executive session, if that's okay?
I think that would be a no, Bill. But sorry. Thank you.
I need to take a quick personal break.
Well, you actually have an opportunity. Yeah, go ahead, please. Come back right. And right. You don't need to speak for the next 20 minutes
okay.
Anyhow.
Right.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
It's like a giant space ball game.
Torture. Yeah. Okay. Nia, did you want to wait until Mr. Wisdom returns to begin your audit committee report?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone just take two, you know, don't disappear on me, though, so I have to go send out people to go find everybody. Okay. Well, I was going after the audit committee report because she wanted to go following the auditor, which is fine. Okay.
And we need a breather from this.
I mean, seriously, my finance committee report is going to look exactly like the one I sent in September. I'm looking at the emergency fiscal financial emergency stuff I wrote back in September that said we need to have a contingency plan because we're on the verge of We're back. Okay. Thank you, Ross. I'm going to call everybody back to order here. Members, can you please rejoin the table? We do have a really tight timeline, so. Ken, would you do me a favor and go throw a lasso out there and pull people in? Thank you. Just give us a minute, okay, John? Come on, this wasn't an official break, and it's certainly not a union break. Let's go. Come on. You don't get 15 minutes. I know you were, but I know how it is. We all want to stretch, but now everybody's back. Let's go. We got 15 minutes here. Are they coming? Come on.
Okay. I can get started.
Okay, thank you everyone. We're back. Our 5-minute break is over. And thank you. And Nia Bediako, Chair of the Audit Committee, will give the Audit Committee report now. Thank you.
Oh, I can't take this out? I can't.
You can take it out.
Okay. Yeah, but I need to be able to put my face close to the laptop and the mic. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Well, good morning. It's, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't say it's a good morning, right? It's a good, realistic start. But thank you, Ross, for coming. Thanks to the listeners. Thank you very much, everyone. My report, I just finished it up this morning, actually, and it's the report on the work of the PNB Audit Committee. So I apologize for you not having it. Historically, I have had it, and it's been in the book, but time just did not permit. I'd like to begin this report with an expression of appreciation for the work of the members of the 2010 Audit Committee, some of whom are no longer in governance, and all of whom applied themselves with seriousness and dedication to strengthening the fiscal integrity of the foundation and to encouraging the application of ethical principles and sound financial practices. Later, and I said, please review a chart, you don't have it yet, please review the below chart from the nonprofit risk management, which you guys have seen on several occasions, which compares and contrasts basic tasks which the organization's audit committee shares with its finance committee, as well as responsibilities which are unique to each. It is the audit committee that is tasked with the selection and recommendation of the organization's auditor. An auditor reviews historical financial data, and in order to provide independence and avoid even the appearance of collusion, should not be selected by finance staff or management. Some of you know this before, but we have new people. In 2009, the interim executive director intercepted the letter of engagement, struck the name of the appropriate signatory, the audit committee chair, and herself signed the letter of engagement. In 2010, after the PNB had approved an auditor recommended by the audit committee, national management brought a different auditor to the PNB for approval without consultation or even notice to the audit committee. This was a violation of the California Integrity Act of 2004. While I have a great working relationship and every confidence in the quality of service provided by our current auditor, he just gave a very thorough report, such practices violate standard operating principles and must not be repeated. Among the audit committee's accomplishments for the preceding year, the audit committee 1 arranged for early approval of the auditor while the PNB met in his home city rather than at a subsequent cross-country meeting, thereby saving the foundation significant travel and housing costs. 2 arranged for COSO training on financial reporting for the board, and COSO is an organization that promotes a focus on business ethics, effective internal controls, and corporate governance to improve the quality of financial reporting. 3 reviewed and corrected the organization's annual 990, which is a not-for-profit's tax return in layperson's terms. It must be made publicly available on the Pacifica website and on GuideStar, a site which features such returns for all nonprofits, well, maybe not all, most I would say, and is regularly visited by prospective major donors. 4, prepare the federally required document retention and destruction policy, which provides guidance to local and national staff on which documents, such as contracts for workers and vendors, must be stored for designated periods of time and by whom. 5, review the management letter for 2009. The committee motion that follows was brought to the PNB during its in-person meeting of April 23rd to the 25th, 2010. Unfortunately, it was then referred to the PNB Finance Committee. To my knowledge, nothing further has been heard of it. I believe that had the board acted on the motion and had we instituted the requisite internal controls, our fiscal condition today might not be classified as a, quote, going concern, unquote. According to the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, affectionately known as AICPA, a going concern is an enterprise that has negative working capital for at least 3 consecutive years, with Ross just clearly stated. I'm going to, let me just move down here. Today, I am offering a slightly different revised version of this motion. Now, we could do it now or later, but since I have it here, I'll read it. The date of the management letter has been changed to the most recent, and the motion now calls for the submission of reports in advance of PNB meetings as opposed to during the discussion of the agenda item. I encourage you to please support the motion. And the motion reads, the audit committee will immediately review the auditor's 2010 management letter in relation to the Pacifica National Policies and Procedures Manual adopted in 2007 and then develop recommendations for remedial action. Number 2, the audit committee recommends that the PNB adopt the following motion. The PNB directs the executive director and the chief financial officer to immediately begin working in conjunction with the audit committee on a plan based on the 2007 Financial Policy and Procedures Manual and will address the deficiencies identified in the management letter, and that was A, and B, establish adequate internal controls for adequate financial reporting. The PNB further directs the executive director and the chief financial officer to provide written reports at least 3 days in advance of and oral progress reports at each PNB teleconference and each in-person PNB meeting until all these issues have been addressed. When I started, I jokingly said that the audit committee is the most popular committee, and now folks could see why. And I know that the news is a bit depressing. I don't think that we should be depressed. What we need to do is to get busy, and we can get busy, and we can fix this. And we need to fix this. I thought it was important to include history here because some of these things, I think, had they been addressed, we would not be at the place where we are today. I don't mean to be mean. I am not a mean person. I'm just being realistic. And I'm doing this for the good of the foundation, not for the good of Nia Bediako. That's why I'm doing this. And it's really hard to hear this news, but it's news that we need to hear. And what we need to do now is to pick up the pieces and do something so the Pacifica Foundation that I love dearly stays in existence. Thank you.
Thank you, Nia. Oh, are these mic? Okay, they're right. Thank you, Nia. And did you email your audit committee report to the PNB?
Yeah, maybe.
If you could, please. Thank you. I know I'm doing the same thing over here with my finance committee report. We're all typing while we work. Thank you, Nia. If you could just send that around to all of us so we can take a closer look. And Alex, you have a question?
Well, that's sort of a lot to swallow in a few minutes. May I suggest that we postpone the discussion on this until after we have the closed session? This is obviously a very substantial issue.
Could I just say one thing?
Please, of course.
I thought we've had a chance to read it electronically.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nia.
History has a very funny way of repeating itself, and this is like deja vu, and I know I'm probably being so direct, you know, that's just me. I'm sorry. Again, I don't mean to be mean. But I do what's necessary, not what is popular. This is the same situation that happened in April. The same director moved to postpone and then deep sixed it into the Finance Committee and nothing happened. I don't have a problem. This does not affect Bediako and Bediako. It affects the Pacifica Foundation. As long as it gets addressed and that we seriously consider helping the Pacifica Foundation that we all love so much.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay.
I have to question the ascription of motive there and description of this being deep sixth in the Finance Committee. I'm making a very legitimate request to postpone discussion until we've had a chance to read it, consider it, and this, if you think that this is something we can seriously discuss in the 5 or 10 minutes we have left.
6 minutes.
6 minutes, then.
Summer, may I respond?
Yeah.
Alex, I mean this. I don't mean to offend you. What I said was that I don't mind as long as it does not happen. That's my point.
And if I may respond as chair of the National Finance Committee for the last year, I don't recall seeing this motion, Nia, and I apologize because it wasn't intentionally deep-sixed, and we certainly brought up all sorts of financial contingency. We're on the verge of bankruptcy issues and this year on national finance, so I'll take a look at your motion. That wasn't I do not recall seeing a motion coming from audit to finance.
It was forwarded. It's in the book if you guys still have your
so
book.
So we'll deal with this, but I agree with Alex. Renee had his hand up, so I want to take his
I'm
question.
I'm not objecting. As long as it doesn't get short-tricked.
Of course, I agree.
The request was to post.
Alex,
can I speak,
please? Alex, please, you don't have the floor again. Renee has the floor.
No.
Renee has the floor. Excuse me. Everyone, please. It's Renee's turn to speak. Thank you. Go ahead, Renee.
Thank you. I think you're making a motion that's important, but I do think it's important that we address it, but I do think it's a legitimate request that we have a chance to look at it. You know, folks making motions that are important, and I think what you're saying is important, that we have a fair chance to consider it.
I'm not objecting.
May I suggest?
Fair enough.
Thank
fair
you.
Enough.
And if I'm... If I may suggest, just to keep, you know, again, to keep things moving here, we've got 4 minutes till we go into executive session. We have a time certain. As soon as we get back from lunch, we can pick this back up because that's where we're at, and we have to go Finance Committee report and then LeVar's CFO report. So we're still straight up on finance as soon as we're done with lunch. So there's nothing to argue about. Let's go do our executive session, and we'll come back and do some more on this, okay? Kimmery?
I moved. No, hello. Hello.
You're here.
I just want to wake folks back up because it's getting gloomy in the room. I move that we definitely move to action on Nia's request for a motion as soon as we come back after lunch. So I'm not talking about postponing and moving it because, no, I'm just being real. I've been on the board, and I've seen stuff go shift, 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 and never come back to the table. So let's bring it back to the table because, again, our auditor has already gave us the big picture. It's the painting is the canvas is done, okay. So we have to take care of this today and not go home, and be 3 months in phone conversations and what have you, and we don't get our business taken care of, and that is saving Pacifica now.
Well, I'm chairing now. We're going to come right back to this when we get back from lunch. Go ahead, Bill.
I definitely want this discussed here, but it needs to be an open session, not in the executive.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting we just discuss it in executive session. I'm saying because
we
are going.
I said after lunch.
If I may. Yeah, what I had said is when we come back from executive session with our auditor, we're going to come right back on this. We'll come right back into audit. We'll discuss this. Then we'll go to finance and CFO. Yes, please.
Oh, I wanted to make a comment on the report, not on the motion. I wanted to make a comment on the report, not on the motion.
We've got 3 minutes for 2 minutes for comments on the report. Go ahead.
Right. I wanted to say that
on
the point about the national office or management in terms of sourcing a new auditor, that what had happened is that we are, as had been reported, we're in dire financial positions. We owe the prior auditor. I think the total was $150. We owe $85,000. He wrote a letter to the chair of the audit committee, Nia, to me and to Arlene to say that he would not start the audit unless we paid the $85,000 to him plus 20% of the projected cost of the new audit. And so, therefore, we were essentially without an auditor. And there was no movement from the audit committee to source or to talk about getting a new auditor. In order for us to get CPB funding, we must have an audit done in a timely fashion. The bylaws, I believe, say within 90 days after the close. So there was nothing being done. We were in New York. We were at a board meeting. Our Ross Wisdom was there. A number of people were working independent of this idea, and I went in to speak with him. So I will say, yes, I did do that because we had to have an audit. We did not have $85,000 to pay the prior auditor. We didn't have 20% to pay the prior auditor to start the new work. We were without an audit. The year was closing or had closed. We must have an audit done. So
thank
if there is no action, someone has to take the responsibility for this foundation and make sure that we do stay a viable foundation or have a chance to be.
Thank you, Laverne. We're at time. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We are at time. We have a time certain of 12 noon for executive session. For the public, please rejoin us. Actually, we've got lunch at 1 o'clock, so please rejoin us at 2 p.m., okay? You've got 2 hours off, and then we'll be back in open session, all right? And now we're going to adjourn next door for closed session, and then we'll have lunch, and then we'll come back, and we'll be right back on this subject when we get back. Thank you.